It's the end of an era for the coolest jet ever. I'm Tom Shinen. Welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we take a ride with a Texas transplant who's not so sure about the Kansas weather.
Like I said, we don't get that kind of snow back home. At all.
But first, Wichita has turned out tens of thousands of planes over the years. We're not called the air capital of the world for nothing. But it never produced anything like the Learjet.
There's simply never any business jet before or since that has had quite the cool status of a Learjet.
That's aviation historian Richard Harris. Beginning in the mid-1960s, the Learjet was the coveted status symbol of the rich and famous. It became synonymous with elegance and class and wealth. But the party's over. Learjet's parent company, Bombardier, says it will stop producing the iconic jet this year and concentrate on its more profitable models. What a ride, though. Bill Lear and his namesake plane created a market that barely existed, the corporate jet. The first Learjet was delivered in 1964, but Lear saw the need for affordable business travel well before that. Wichita advertising executive Al Higdon helped market the Learjet in its early years. He says Lear gave a speech in Wichita in 1958.
He basically said, you know, we got the 707 for the airlines. Pretty soon somebody's going to develop a business jet for corporations. And if they don't do it, he said, I'm going to do it.
And he did, basing the plane on a Swiss military jet. That made the Learjet sleek, stylish, and fast.
One of the things you couldn't doubt about a Learjet, it was the sexiest, sharpest-looking aircraft on the ramp anywhere that it went.
That's Harris, the aviation historian again. He credits a former Wichitan, Clay Lacy, with introducing the Learjet to Hollywood.
Clay Lacy had become a successful aviation distributor in Southern California, catered to the rich and famous, and made the Learjet the airplane of the celebrity crowd. And that gave the Learjet the status of being the airplane of the jet set.
One of the earliest customers, Frank Sinatra. He lent his plane to Elvis Presley in 1967, so Elvis could elope with Priscilla to Las Vegas. The Learjet also benefited from an aggressive advertising strategy. Higdon was part of that effort.
It was Bill Lear's directive that he wanted the name Learjet to be synonymous with the term business jet, so that when you saw a small jet of any kind, people would think of Learjet. And to do that, we had a pretty much a free hand.
In addition to celebrity owners, that included making sure the Learjet showed up in movies and television shows. It's a practice now called product placement.
And others, of course, are developing it into a science now that we were just sort of winging it most of the time.
Bill Lear, who died in 1978, left Learjet only a few years after it was formed. The serial inventor went off to explore making steam-powered vehicles. More than 3,000 Learjets have been sold since 1964, but only 11 in 2020. Higdon says the end of the legendary plane was inevitable.
It's tough, but, you know, almost 60 years, it's not a bad run.
You can read more about the history of the Learjet at KMUW.org. Wichita, along with much of the country, saw record cold this past week. Not ideal weather for using public transportation. For this month's En Route, Beth Golay met a rider on Route 28 who was caught a bit off guard by the temperatures.
My name is Robert Perry. I'm from East Texas. I'm from Longview, Texas. And this has been a great experience being in Wichita, Kansas, because I've never seen as much snow since I was a kid, since I was in Detroit, Michigan. Like I said, we don't get that kind of snow back home at all. Well, when I first got down here and I felt the cold weather, well, when I saw the snow, I was like a kid again, you know what I'm saying? Playing in the snow, and me and my aunt, we built us a little snowman and everything. We put a carrot in the middle of his nose and everything. we had fun and everything, but it just got too cold for me. My body wasn't used to it. And she was like, you're just gonna have to, you know, get used to it for a couple of days. But me being from Texas, we're not, you know, we're Southern people. We're not used to all that kind of weather. But, you know, I'm 31 years old. Never been in trouble. I thank God for that. I'm just trying to make it and learn from every aspect in this life, because this life is real. And some people, they take it for granted. I don't. And, I just want to tell every young person out there, if you got parents, you got people that love you, listen to them, because they're telling you something good for your benefit, not just to get on your case. It's good for your benefit, because they don't want to see you out there in the streets, you know, suffering. You know what I'm saying? Because they want you to do better than them. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that all young people can, you know, just grab a hold of what the parents are telling them to do. I think of my mom every day. She's in Texas. Hi, Mom. I love you. And it's crazy, but I love my mom unconditionally. She had me for 9 months. I weigh 6 pounds, 9 ounces. I'm a Gemini, so, you know, we have a personality. So, I mean, I'm enjoying life. And I learn from every aspect when I meet different people, so it's a great experience.
Beth Gallego is en route with transit riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. I grew up in Michigan, so I've been around cold. But this last week, that's a whole nother level of frosty frigidness. I didn't leave the house for several days, and never was tempted to. Fortunately, or perhaps unfortunately, the pandemic has made housebound days like these routine. We all know how to work from home now, how to hack into our children's Netflix account, how to warm up food that's been hiding in the back of the freezer for months. Don't judge. The forecast says we'll be above freezing tomorrow. Sounds like a good excuse to wear shorts. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.